Northwest Prime, bringing Seattle to the world and the world to Seattle. I'm your host, Lori Ness, a soldier on the front line of the mainstream. You can listen to this and other shows at northwestprime.com, and be sure to stay with Seattle Wave Radio 24/7, 365 for more great music and interviews. We're starting a movement of kindness, and we want you to join us. Let's get this show started. Welcome back to Northwest Prime. It's noon. We're live, and it's a wonderful day here in Seattle. Thank you for joining us. My guest today, I was talking to everybody about when I went to the Bumbershoot Music Festival in Seattle in September, early September. There was so much great music there. That whole weekend was just filled with wonderful music. Sometimes it's hard to embrace all the music that's there. Sometimes you know the artist, sometimes you don't know the artist. That's a great thing about music festivals is you're finding great music all the time. Sometimes you're not sure what to do, which concerts to go to, which acts to see. And here's my tip for you. When you don't know that, follow where the other musicians are going. They know, and that's what I did. I found some of my musician friends, and they were going to see Lake Street Dive, and I've become huge, huge fans of theirs, and they did not disappoint. Their initials are LSD for Lake Street Dive, and they are a trip. They are fantastic. So I'm going to let you listen to them a little bit. We're going to bring them on and talk to them and expose you to what I didn't know. You may already know. And if you don't know, but like I did, you can become a fan today. So we're going to listen to one of their songs, and I'm going to go and talk to them and get them and bring them on and introduce them to you. So I'll be right back. And this is Lake Street Dive with Faith. Be right back.
Well, I guess it would be nice if I could touch a body. I know not everybody has got a body like you, but I gotta think twice before I give my heart away. And I know all the games you play, 'cause I play them too.
With me from Lake Street Dive, and like I said, I came across them at Bumbershoot, the music festival in Seattle. They've been on tour nonstop pretty much all summer long. Then they're going to be headed to the UK. And I am just thrilled to have them on, because when you become a fan of somebody, you want everybody else to know. You want to share that with everyone. So, and I'm sharing it with you guys today. So thanks, Rachel, for coming on. I know you guys are crazy busy.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Thank you for having us.
Well, I found you at Bumbershoot, and like I was telling the audience when we first started up, I just followed the other musicians, and they all were going to see you guys, and you did not disappoint. I was standing with a group of local Seattle musicians. They were all tweeting, they were taking pictures. There was a huge excitement, a big buzz just amongst the musicians, and they are the ones who usually know.
That's awesome. That's really cool to hear.
And you're coming back to Seattle in November. No, November 2nd, you'll be at the Tractor, correct?
That's correct.
And you have been all over the place, though. You've been all over the United States. You've a very hardworking band. And you've had a lot of press. You were in the Wall Street Journal. Katie Couric was tweeting about you. I saw you with Frances McDormand in a picture. Kevin Bacon started tweeting about you, which, if I'm not wrong, kind of started this whole kind of major social media buzz.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, crazy things that, I mean, word of mouth and the internet combined just create this powerful engine of publicity that we didn't even really we weren't even trying for, specifically. And we're very grateful for it.
Well, yeah, there's nothing like that social media free publicity. I mean, you can't even put a price on that type of thing.
Nope.
How did you know Kevin Bacon was going to be tweeting about you? Had you seen him, or how did that whole thing happen?
Nope, it was completely random. I think that we came to find out later that Kevin Bacon has an act with his brother, and I think someone in his band found out about us and then was like, hey, Kevin, check out this video, and then he tweeted it. And then it was around that time, it was about a year ago, that it went, the video that he tweeted, which is our cover of I Want You Back, it went viral shortly after that. And since then, it's just been, everything sort of stepped up. We've just had a lot more people at our shows, and a lot more people are hearing about us, which is great.
Well, when I saw you in Seattle, you guys are a very unique band. Not only are you super talented and have a really great sound, but you guys are classy dressers. I mean, the whole thing about you was cool. You dressed cool, you moved cool, you acted cool. I mean, you were like what you would want musicians to be and look like. And I saw you guys afterwards, you're kind of walking around the festival yourself. And I was, again, with a bunch of musicians. And I'm like, God, if I was a rock star, I would dress just like them.
That is hilarious. We don't think of ourselves as being very cool, but I'm glad that we are achieving some level of coolness in people's eyes. We're big doors.
Well, and Bridget is your bassist. And what I wanted to mention to people is you don't see stand-up bassists all the time, and you don't see women for sure being stand-up bassists. And so that was really amazing to see.
Yeah, she's a standout bass player. Like, honestly, I've never seen anyone play like her before. I'm so happy I'm in a band with her.
How long have you guys been together?
We've been together for 9.5 years. Long time.
Wow, 9.5 years. And so has it just really been in the past year you kind of feel like that the ball has really got rolling, or has it been a steady progression?
And musically, I think it's been a steady progression. We have evolved a lot from when we started, because we used to sound really weird. But it's just been in the past year that people have been coming to our shows. So in that way, it's, I mean, that's also stepped up the music part. Like, our show's gotten a lot tighter and a lot more exciting because it's awesome to, like, you know, walk out to a crowd every night. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, are you originally from Tennessee?
I am.
What part of Tennessee?
I'm from outside of Nashville.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. My family's out from outside of Knoxville. So when I saw that.
Oh, okay.
They're actually from kind of the Lake City area. So when I was telling my mom about Lake Street Dive, she was going, Lake City? They're from Lake City? I go, no. Their lead singer, she's from Tennessee, but not from Lake City, just to confuse everybody even more. But
right.
I said it's called,
yeah, the
Lake
Street,
Lake Street
is a reference
Dive.
To a street in Minneapolis, which is where our guitar and trumpet player is from, and he formed the band and named it after this street, which has a lot of dive bars on it, basically. So.
Oh, okay. So if you were in Minneapolis, it would make complete sense then.
Exactly.
You guys are getting ready also to head to the UK. Have you had a big response out of the UK? Right now they're really liking all kinds of music coming out of the United States, so I'm not very surprised by that at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so. We're actually, it's not just the UK. We're going all over Europe, and it's our first tour over there. And so far, like, you know, the tickets have been selling well. We've been getting a good response, which is a huge surprise to us, you know, because we've never been over there. And I think it's going to be a great tour.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're also going to Germany. I mean, the list is long. I want to tell people they can go to your website, which is lakestreetdive.com, and they can find out all kinds of information. They can get the music. They can find out where you're going to be touring. Because like I said, you guys are playing everywhere. You're going to be in Portland. You're going to be in California. You're in Washington. You're all over the
Yeah,
the place, and you're
we
driving
are
and
indeed everywhere.
Yeah. Well, do you feel like that you're becoming successful, and what does success mean to you? How are you gauging that?
I mean, we feel pretty successful. We're you know, we have more shows that we can play in a way, and we've got people coming to them, and we're having a really good time. And musically, it feels like it gets better and better all the time. So, you know, success-wise, that feels great. You know, it feels like we're on a train that's just chugging along. And, you know, we have a lot of big plans for the future, for a new record to come out and things after that, so we can sort of see what the next few years are going to be like. And, yeah, I think, you know, the whole band feels like it's going really well.
When does the next album come out?
We're aiming for the beginning of next year.
Okay, great. Yeah, and then I see that you are, tomorrow you're in South Carolina, then you're in Georgia, then you're back in Nashville, and then you're over to Georgia, and then to Virginia. You're really putting some miles on that van.
Yes, we have. We have put a lot of miles on the van, and the van lets us know in every way possible. It's a terrible vehicle. But it's just part of life on the road.
Yeah. Have you gotten to the rhythm of the road? Everyone says that there's a rhythm to touring, and that eventually
yeah.
you kind of feel the rhythm of that.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we're in the rhythm. We've been on tour for 9 months straight in a way. Like, we've had maybe a couple weeks off at the most. But it's very, very steady right now. So we're kind of in it. It's like, you know, if we have more than a week off, I start getting a little antsy. I'm like, all right, that was nice, but time to get back in the van again.
Can you be creative while you're on the road? Can you still write, or does that have to wait until you come off the road?
You know, I think the writing process is somewhat difficult on the road. I know that a lot of us, we don't do a ton of that. We do rehearse on the road. Like, we get stuff done, you know, even just, you know, running through vocal parts in the car at sound checks. And generally, I think that the songwriting happens when we get off the road.
Do you make little notes along the way to kind of jog your memory when you want to get back into writing? Or do you have a good enough memory that you can just recall things that maybe stuck out in your mind when you were on the road?
I think we all have, like, different techniques. Like, I'll write down, like, ideas for lyrics to, like, return to later, record a melody quickly into my phone. You know, like, Bridget keeps an acoustic guitar on hand so she can just, like, go to the van in between, like, soundcheck and the show, and she'll, like, record a guitar part got in her head or something like that. So, yeah, I think the process is sort of continual. It's always happening. All the time.
What has been some of your best memories so far from this past 9 months?
Well, probably one of the best happened just not too long ago. This past Sunday, we played on a concert at Town Hall in New York, and it was celebrating the music of the new Coen Brothers film called Inside Llewyn Davis, and it was produced by T-Bone Burnett, the concert itself, as well as he did the music for the movie. But it was just like this huge lineup of just amazing people, like people that are just like legends to us, like, you know, Gillian Welch and David Rawlings, Elvis Costello was on it, Patti Smith was there, as well as like a lot of younger bands that are amazing, the Avett Brothers, Marcus Mumford. So that was just this past Sunday, and we played on that concert and actually spent time the entire day with all of these artists. We were all around each other, got to meet all of them. Everyone was super cool. I mean, it was just amazing, and, like, we got a great response, and we've been getting a lot of good feedback from it. And it was just, like, a dream come true. We were just, like, talking about how cool Elvis Costello is, and, like, we got to, like, hang out with him and chat with him backstage, and, like, we still – can't stop talking about that.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
That would be totally cool. Now, I know that other musicians are listening to you guys. Who are you guys listening to?
Well, for instance, we just got done listening to the new Elvis Costello and the Roots album, which we are totally into. Let's see. We're really into this guy named Blake Mills. I'm just naming people that as a band, as a whole, like, we're all, like, super
sure.
into.
Sure, yeah.
He's a Laser Cake. They're a band out of New York that we love. Rubble Bucket is another band that we're super into. They're this, like, Afrobeat-infused pop band based in Brooklyn. Yeah, those are a few.
So when you are a musician and you're on the road, Do you listen to music, or do you use that other time to, have power meetings? Or what does it look like when you're on the road traveling from town to town?
We listen to a lot of music. Sometimes we're in the car for like 10 hours, you know, just like driving across the country. So we mix it up. We listen to lots of radio shows. We listen to audiobooks, generally of the trashy kind, because the better the book are, the worse they are to listen to. We mix it up. Like, we've read plays together. Bridget has read to us in the van from the Carole King autobiography. We kind of mix it up. It can get really monotonous really fast, and you can start to go
I would think so. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, you have to. And plus, you're in there with all these people, and so you guys have to. You're living together, working together, eating together, sleeping together, everything. So,
yep,
you have to keep that from going crazy, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Well, you must really like each other, though, because you've managed to...
We do like each other, yeah. We've been really close friends for a long time. We get along great. We don't really get sick of each other, which is, I think, just fabulous.
Definitely. Well, it definitely looked like you all really got along when I was watching you performing. It just looked seamless, and you guys kind of hung out together afterwards, and, you know, kind of moved, you know, in a group a little bit. I mean, we're all watching. We're like, ooh, there they are. Look how great they look, and they're walking around like normal people. And so it just looked like you guys were having a great time. It looked like you were as close on the stage as you were off the stage. And being around musicians, you know that, you know, you do become a family and very close because you are together so much.
Yeah. Well, we particularly had a good time at Bumbershoot. Seattle's just such a great city, and that was such a fun festival. We had a really good 2 days there.
Mm-hmm. The weather was perfect. It was a great weekend for music. ZZ Ward was there. She also put on another great performance. She was another the musicians gravitated towards it. There were only a couple, and mm-hmm. one was a girl named ZZ Ward, and then the other was you guys. And as soon as I got back to the studio, I'm like, okay, we need to book Lake Street Dive. Everybody has got to know. I completely understand why Katie Couric and Kevin Bacon were tweeting about you, because I was watching the whole phenomenon myself go down right at Bumbershoot. And it is. When you hear it, you want everybody to, you know, you just want to tell everybody about it. So I think you're just going to have, you know, it's just going to get bigger and bigger and better for you as this word kind of travels now across the pond and over to the UK and all of Europe.
Wow, thank you very much.
And I want to talk to Bridget a little bit before I let you guys go. I know that you are on the road and you are traveling, and I certainly appreciate the time that you've given us to, you know, meet the audience and we can expose people to your music. But Bridget, she is a stand-up bassist, and she's a fantastic musician, so I wanted to get her on for just a moment so she can we can kind of introduce her as, you know, you guys are just a great rocking band, and you don't see a lot of women really rocking it. You know, it's still a male-dominated kind of field, and mm-hmm. you guys do a great job, and Bridget does a fantastic job rocking that bass.
Yes, she does. Well, here, I'll put her on. Here's Bridget.
Okay, thanks. Oh, thanks, Rachel.
Hello.
Hi, Bridget. How are you? Thanks for coming on.
Good.
I was telling Rachel that, I was telling Rachel that when I was at Bumbershoot, we just followed the other musicians on to what acts they were going to look at, because musicians will always show you if you don't know where the great music was. And they were all watching you guys, and they were so impressed with you, not only the whole band, but they were talking about, look at that woman. She's rocking that bass. You don't see that every day. That was a very high level of enthusiasm amongst other musicians about that.
Well, that's awesome. It's great to hear.
You know, it's a big instrument, and you're responsible for that. So what's that like to – it looked like you were having fun up there with it for sure, and it was very fluid and seamless.
Well, this is just a sort of dream band to be the bass player in, because there's a lot of room for the bass, or at least my friends are making room for me. You know, it's like sometimes can be more of a background instrument, you know, which definitely big respect to background instruments too. But I really have a big role in this band, which is, you know, I'm glad to have that and the opportunity to, you know, really play a lot, sometimes too much.
You were right up there with Rachel, right front and center. You also play other instruments, though, don't you?
I play a little bit of, like, piano and guitar and drums, just, like, enough to, like, I'll use those instruments for writing songs, but I've never, like, performed on them. Not really performance ready.
Well, just to say you play a little is more than most people, for sure. Now, you guys are getting ready to go to Europe very, very shortly. What are you most looking forward to as you head across the pond?
Well, I don't know. I mean, definitely just excited to see how the European audiences, like, respond to our music. And I'm also excited to run around Europe with the rest of the band because, you know, that'll just be fun. We've never had that experience before. We're all just totally stoked for that tour. So
I hope you put lots of pictures on your Facebook and web pages so that we can all experience that with you.
You can count on it.
And all right, well, I'm going to let you guys go because I know that you are traveling. We're going to play some more of your music as the hour winds down. And I wanted to let everybody know that they can see you in Seattle November 2nd at the Tractor. And you're also, I read off a lot of the dates as when I was talking to Rachel, but people can go to lakestreetdive.com and they can see all of these dates where you guys are going to be playing. You're a very, very busy band. You're all over the United States, and you're going to be all over Europe coming up. So anyone who wants to be able to see you is really going to have the opportunity to be able to see you because your schedule's full.
Yep, we're coming to your neighborhood eventually. Wherever you are, we will find you.
Sounds good. Well, have a great time. Enjoy this experience. I couldn't be happier for you all to be having the success that you are. You really, it's very well deserved. You are just an amazing band to see live. A lot of times you hear bands on the EP or the LP, and then it doesn't really translate live. You were better, I would say, even live than because you were able to really engage with the audience and really see you guys playing your instruments, and it just really brought the album to life. And I would encourage anyone who's even thinking about it, it's a must see. Get out and see Lake Street Dive in Seattle for sure. And I think that the Seattle concert is going to be filled with a lot of musicians.
Cool. Well, I can't wait to meet them.
All right. Well, have a great trip. Have fun in Europe, and we will talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, that was Rachel Price and bassist Bridget Kearney, and they are with Lake Street Dive. And like I said, when I was at Bumbershoot here in Seattle over Labor Day weekend, there was so much music. I can't even tell you, hundreds of bands. And so sometimes it's hard to break that down. Who do I go see? A lot of them are playing at the same time. So if you ever run across that, look for musicians and follow where they go, because they will lead you to the promised land when it comes to music. We're going to play Hello Goodbye by Lake Street Dive, and I'll be right back. Journal did an amazing article on Lake Street Dive, the band, just in this past August. It was a really great article. It focused on all of this buzz that they're getting, especially from celebrities and other musicians. Kevin Bacon, Katie Couric, just to name a few, are really on the trying to push this band forward. And the Wall Street Journal was speculating on why they hadn't really completely taken off yet, because they had the talent, they had the drive, they had the look, everything was there, and they felt like they were just sitting on a powder keg, so to speak, and at any time that this band was really going to take off. And so they had been on the festival tour. Many of you probably may have seen them over the summer. They hit all the festivals in the United States. They've been traveling, touring all over the United States, north, south, east, west, and then they're also heading to Europe as a whole. They're going to be in Germany. They're going to be in London. They're going to be in Manchester. They're going to be all over the place. You can go to lakestreetdive.com, find out more information. And if you Google them, all of this information that I've been talking to you about, Kevin Bacon, Katie Couric, the Wall Street Journal, all this is going to come up. So if you're looking to find some music that you want to get in on now, and you can say, I was there before, this is the band. They're getting the most amazing buzz. And we were able to talk with Bridget and Rachel, two of the four. Mike and Mike are the other two that make up the band. And I'm going to play another song for you. We All Love the Same Songs by Lake Street Dive. And again, follow them up on Facebook. Follow them up at their website, lakestreetdive.com. And thanks for joining us today.
We love all the same songs. We sing along in the car. This drive won't feel too long with the radio on in the car. Keeping away. Feeling that air. You're a rich girl, and you've gone too far, cause you know it don't matter anyway. You can rely on the old man's money. You can rely on the old man, honey. It's a bitch, girl, and you've gone too far, cause you know it don't matter anyway. Say money, but it won't get you too far, get you too far. Well, I guess it would be nice if I could touch your body. I know not everybody has got a body like you, but I gotta think twice before I give my heart away. And I know all the games you play, cause I play them too. cause I got a head, I got a head, I got a head.
I gotta have faith, I gotta have faith, I gotta have faith.